I've been organizing structures day and fucking night.
Eric, I just want to see any of this shit materialize. Just one thing, because you just are fucking in the lab constantly, and I haven't seen one fucking thing materialize.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Nate, you've been
whipped out the sketch pad. You see this, right? This is a full. What do you guys think of my drawings of you guys?
I like. It looks like we all work at a Turkish sauna.
It looks like you're entering a bookmark competition in sixth grade.
No, man, it's fucking sick. I mean, that's fucking sick. Look at that. It does capture our essences. There's no doubt about
January 3rd
that.
At the Bell House, everybody. Get impressive. Your tickets now.
January
it's gonna be
3rd.
A lights out. It's going to be a stand-up comedy show, not a live podcast. We don't do that shit.
Oh, shit. I'm about to think of the funniest shit to say.
Eric has never done stand-up before, but he's going to.
Yeah, I'm not. I haven't really given it a shot yet, but I just have been cooking on some things for about 32 years. Some interesting observations and thoughts.
Eric, yeah. You're 46. Stop lying about this.
That's nothing to... 46 is young still, in my mind.
Yeah, but get your tickets now. Link in the show notes. January 3rd at the fucking Bell House in New York City. And by the way, yeah, we're going to hop over to London right thereafter, January 10th, the Moth Club. Get your tickets. Late show, early show. Do you have anything else to plug?
We live an amazing lifestyle. Just LA, hearing that now.
Los Angeles, New York, Los Angeles, 11/17, which, Eric, we need to book that fucking who's on the show.
Oh, that's 11/17?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
You know, we haven't booked the guest, but just know that shit's about to be popping.
Okay. Yes, it will be.
Eric, you look concerned. Do you have something going on that day?
No, I don't. I really don't. Okay. I'm just excited. Extremely excited. I think my dad's going to be here for that.
Are you kidding me? Is he going to come? Mm-hmm. You think he's going to come to the show?
I guess he'll have to.
Wow.
Yeah. Mhm.
We should have him host the show with us. Does he have does he have a presence?
I've never seen him on a stage before. Everybody listening to this, get on stage as soon as you can, just to feel what that feels like. You know what I mean? Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't
it
feel good, guys? It could be humbling, or it could be absolutely glorious.
You know what we should do is a sort of a public speaking course.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Why do they call it that?
Public speaking?
Well, it's not private speaking. There's two types of speaking, you know, private and public.
Okay.
People struggle publicly.
Now I'm going to ask you to open your mind a little bit and stop acting like you know everything, because you don't.
Whoa.
So public speaking, I could be in a public park and not be around people, or I could be in a private Marriott basement with 200 rabbis. Okay. So now, why don't they change the name to social speaking?
I'm gonna tell you something that I think you already know. You don't need permission to change how how we speak. You never needed permission to change up syntax, change up how words are supposed to be used. I say just start fucking saying that shit and watch it spread. Watch it trickle down through
like
our social
cheese channels.
Yeah, just like cream cheese.
And that brings us smoothly into what's discussing today about us. Or poetry. Because those are the people who basically invented actually using language to beyond. Basically, people were treating words like a hammer. Up until poets came along, they were going.
Then they started using flowers. Yeah, right.
Then they started using them exactly like flowers to pestle and mortar, rather.
Meslin Porter.
It's not funny. That's yeah. That's a disability. That's not funny.
All right, poetry. I'm gonna try something. I'm gonna try something, and I'm gonna say something. And I'm gonna see if you guys catch on.
Okay.
Dog.
All right.
Now you say. Now you.
What are you we doing? Like putting a poem what together?
Do you dog.
Rhyme with.
You want
that.
Me to say it louder? Dog.
Rhyme with. No rhyme.
Bog.
Rhyme with it.
Rhyming is not the same as poetry, Eric. I don't think you you understand this. If you just have a string of, yeah, that's actually hilarious that you say that, Eric. God, you are so fucking uncultured. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You can't rhyme without you a poem.
You mean
you don't even need words for a poem? A poem can be anything, dude.
That's called prose. That's called prose.
Nah, man. Poetry, a prose is just a space bar or whatever, the enter bar away from being a poem. It's just, it's a formatting thing. If you took Harry Potter and just after every sentence hit the enter button, that would be a full, it would be 7,000 pages, but that shit would be a poem.
That's a all great right, point. No matter how your internet was going in or out or not.
Yeah, right. I think I got the ultimate gist of it. So, wow, this is going to be a very different conversation than I had planned.
Well, why don't... Well, shit. Okay, every poem rhymes, but is that everything that rhymes a poem? You, damn, does nothing rhyme with poem? Damn.
Show them.
Hoctua? No, that didn't rhyme. But it had the essence of that word.
That's poem, a slant rhyme.
Noam Chomsky...
Do you guys?
Well, nothing rhymes with poem.
Do you guys
that's,
know any
and that's
poems?
Very wise.
Like just off the dome.
I.
That's what I feel like. We're missing the types of people that I feel like people had like four locked and loaded pre 1940s. Everybody had a couple poems that they memorized that were pertinent to different situations, and we don't know.
Well, that's because they didn't. That's because they didn't have AJ and Big Justice to fill their fucking mind. Back then, you're sitting for on the train, and you got to be able to just fucking. Oh, I remember something that made me feel some poem that was written about 100 years ago. And by the way, all those people that had poems memorized, those were the boarding school types from Britain, right? They're the ones who have Yeats all memorized, whatever.
William Butler Yeats,
Irish Yeats. Goat. Of course, that's what I mean.
What about Edgar Allan, the Twisted Poe?
Oh shit.
The Twisted Poet.
Oh, Edgar Allan Poe, scary ass poet. Mm-hmm. Because he, what did he do? He killed himself in a ditch. That's the scariest place to kill yourself. Maybe not, but I think
he was the first person to be mentally ill. Kind of that, right? There was nobody before that was like everyone was just fine.
What about Judas?
Judas?
What Judas?
What about Judas? Judas betrayed. Jesus.
That's not mental
and
illness.
To do
dude.
That, you would have to be mentally, you would have to be mentally ill to do that.
Sometimes the most mentally ill thing you can do is the sanest, or rather, hold on, fuck, I fucked it up. Sometimes the sanest thing you can do is the most mentally ill thing you've ever done.
Wow.
Why don't you come over to my house later tonight? Let me cook you some crazy dinner. Uh-oh. I'm snapping.
Well, okay. Check this out. You may not believe it, but there are people who go through life with very little friction or distress. They dress well, eat well, sleep well. They are contented with their family life. They have moments of grief, but all in all...
Maybach music. See, I'm elevating it.
But all in all, they are undisturbed and often feel very good. And when they die, it is an easy death, usually in their sleep. You may not believe it, but such people do exist. I am not one of them. Oh no, I am not one of them. I am not even near to being one of them, but they are there, and I am here.
Mike Will made it.
Falling in love. Mike, well, that's a different song.
What did you guys think of that?
Honestly, I wasn't even paying attention.
I kind of faded out as far as my focus goes.
I was looking up another poem because I just thought of one.
Interesting.
So none of us listened, but...
That's...
Well, what was because that?
Because I feel like there's much to discuss
there. What was
there.
That, Eric? What poem was that?
That was a Bukowski, remember him, poem called The Aliens.
He was one of wasn't he one of them writers that got all fucked up? I feel like artists back in that day got all fucking...
Oh, yeah, he did.
The Hemingways, the Bukowskis. I feel like the only artists like that now are like Johnny Depp.
Joy Tactics.
You guys want to read this, or rather listen to this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how this happened, but I just found this poem online. In a town where shadows creep, three friends gather secrets to keep. Oh, rhyming. Nate, with a grin and mischief in his eyes. Jack, the dreamer under starry skies. Eric, the wise with stories to share, spins tales of spirits that linger in the air, Together they wander through the night, facing the fears, hearts pounding with fright. Then enters Sexy Red, with a wink and a smile. A charm that could captivate for miles.
Oh, chill.
Okay, let me skip to the end.
Chill.
What the fuck is this about? This sucks.
So what was your prompt for that? Sexy Red and... Nate, Jack,
I wrote a scary poem about Nate, Jack, and Eric and Sexy Red, and it didn't make it that scary.
Do you guys know about this website that I like to go to every morning called deepundergroundpoetry.com?
Of course.
There it has user submitted poems up on that piece, and do you guys want to hear one that was submitted today?
Oh, of course.
Wow. 4:01 a.m. by someone named Fia Naturi.
Hey, I know.
Please tell me it has to.
Okay. This one's called Grind. All right. Oh. It goes like this. Lay between my legs, let me feel you. This was published at 4:01 a.m. Lay between my legs and let me feel you. Grind down hard, baby. I want this light rain to be a torrential flood. My house has a warranty, so give it to me good. I want you to smell like me.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
Grind on me. Take me there. I am so ready for it. Okay.
I don't think that's a poem. I know it is, but I don't.
No. You opened my mind to the world that poetry, how big the world of poetry is. And if you don't think Fia is publishing some real poetry, then you're not fucking listening to it right.
Listening.
Well, do you know what poem I looked up? This is a classic, a certified classic poem.
Let's see it.
And it's also the episode title of one of the greatest TV episodes of all time. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
It's called Ozymandias, Breaking Bad.
Oh,
final
shit.
Season.
Oh.
You remember that episode, right? I think it was like the third from the finale or something.
I have a whole journal that's breaking down every fucking scene. Tattered journal.
Shout out to Breaking Bad, man. That shit was crazy. So, okay, this is the poem. It's called Ozymandias by Pierce Shelley.
Okay. Eric's drinking coffee out of a milkshake cup.
Interesting. All right, let's get this shit.
You gotta have fun sometimes.
Listen to that. Are you guys gonna pay attention?
Yeah.
You guys gonna listen?
Of course.
Yeah. All right. I met a traveler.
Why are you looking so high up?
Because my computer is all the way up there. It's really high up. I'm telling you, it's like...
How high is it? That's crazy,
I can't describe it. It's on
the cooler.
My computer is on the Igloo cooler, extended by the laptop stand all the way up.
That is high up.
It's very high up. Okay, so I'm reading this from a distance.
All right, let's see, man. Your eyes are sparkling, by the way, in the sunlight when you look like that.
Looks like it's just coming to you.
All right. You ready? Yeah, you guys gonna listen?
Yeah.
You guys gonna pay attention?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. I met a traveler from an unique land. I think there's a typo in this. That can't be right. I met a traveler from an antique land. Sorry, that's my bad. All right, let's start over. I fucked up. I'm reading it from a very far away. Okay, that's why.
I know. Yeah,
it's not dyslexia. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor, well, whose passions red, which yet survive, stamped on these
blink,
lifeless
man.
Things. Shut up! The hand that mocked them, and the heart that fed them, and on the pedestal, these words appeared. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away."
Your neighbor's about to come check on you, man.
It feels like Jack and I are visiting you at a facility, and you haven't talked for about 3 hours of the visit, and right before we leave, you say that.
You're like all the way down the hallway. You're like, hear this.
That's when the purple smoke comes out of your mouth.
Well, that was fucking... Now I understand the episode now, so much more, by the way.
Now, do you guys even begin to understand what that poem means?
I don't understand a poem until I get a full night's rest, because I process that shit in a dream state. And I wake up fully understanding. So don't ask me to start to process that until I have a fucking another night's rest.
Yeah, well, Eric gets the opposite of morning wood when he wakes up. He gets his head gets his brain gets extra.
His brain morning, gets a chubby.
Mm-hmm.
Morning.
Every time I get a migraine every time I read a poem, because it's like takes that much processing power. Real electrical energy. Wait, did you guys see what I just posted in the chat?
No.
Well.
Oh, yes. Content
it's
warning.
It's from equal click oh. Yes. Look who posted it. Look who posted this. This is a user submitted poem.
The Nutbuster DC.
By Nutbuster DC.
Posted today. And look at that picture.
Damn. All right. Should we read this round robin style?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll read the title in the first chunk. Okay. It's entitled Parting Her Thighs Like the Red Sea.
Oh,
all right. No. Am I still on the Zoom right now?
Yeah.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing Joy Tactics.
All right. Oh, shit. All right.
You're safe. Parting her thighs like the Red Sea. As Moses did of the Red Sea. My shaft I raise as Moses did with the staff to the Red Sea. Eyes fixed on thy shaft, standing tall.
Thighs open wide as did the Red Sea, see? With thy shaft in hand, it points the way, sinking it deep. Deep. I'm not embarrassed to read this because poetry gets... person like this, sinking it deep in the wet walls to its core as the ocean floor.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the wet walls to collapse around thy shaft, gripping tight, sweet humming moans. Ah! Moses, raise the staff as I plow you with my hardened shaft.
All right, Moses, fuck me slow, fuck me fast. Moses, fuck me hard, fuck me deep. Take me past the stars.
Oh, Moses. Oh, yes, Moses. You got me there. My ocean's flowing waves of passion are bursting, covering thy hardened shaft. So this is a poem somebody
has
written.
That's from Nutbuster. Wow.
So the Nutbuster DC, they are writing spiritual fiction about getting fucked by all sorts of crazy gods, biblical figures.
Nutbuster put that out at 10:18 a.m.
And somebody might be listening to this at about 6:38 a.m.
The Nutbuster. The Nutbuster finally gets some fucking airtime. He's been waiting for a little bit of podcast attention. God, he's been praying to the poetry gods. We got you, bro. We got you, man. We got you.
Can I read Nutbuster's profile real quick? Okay, so
they dig into all of his shit, man. They have discography.
They have 8,963 comments, 55 posts. Their favorite poets are Ernest Hemingway and Emily Dickinson.
Of course. About, I can see those influences from a mile away.
Of course. About me, I write on whatever comes to mind or past life experiences, mostly to fill in my long days on retirement.
Aww, wow. He has 3,057 poems. Damn.
My reading this.
So he's writing like sexual, like retirement. That sounds like a great use of time.
Can I read the titles of this? This is his reading list.
Yeah.
Okay. There's I Like These Things. Sounds like I wrote that. Okay. There's one called Netting a Fire Dragon King, Part One. Mm-hmm. Seducing the Moon. Mm-hmm. A Love Letter to Yoruba God Obatala from Yoruba Goddess Ocean. Queen Bee. Okay, so.
Oh my God, I just found.
Did you just find the one called My Bald Head?
No, I found one that says, You Are So Tight. And he uploaded a picture of, I think, Leonardo DiCaprio going down on a chick. I'm not certain this is him, but it looks like an oil painting of Leonardo DiCaprio looking at the camera and going down on someone.
Oh my God.
There's one called Love Jones.
Oh, this one's long, man. Dude, this is a fucking... We got to get this guy on the pod.
The Nutbuster is prolific.
Well, you know what I'm realizing is that all of the poems on his reading list are by Sweet Kitty Cat 5.
Oh, he likes Sweet Kitty Cat.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Could you imagine meeting somebody? Like, this could be the start of a relationship. You're both on deep underground poetry. You're both posting poems every day, and you're reading each other's poems, commenting on it. And then, you know, over time, you're like, wow, this kitty person is commenting a lot. We're developing a relationship. We're really, like, dissecting each other's poems. And then you guys take it to the WhatsApp, your messaging, sharing different poems that you're... And then it moves up to the FaceTime. And then they have a beautiful sort of relationship.
And then one of them gets visited by the police and asks where the other one went.
And then they find a poem called Risky Thoughts where he says, I suck your button as your juices flow.
Oh, God.
Oh, there is a poem called
Suck Your Button. Is that... Come on now.
I can't quite read all this.
Give it a shot.
My bald head. I'm on that right now.
Oh, man. This is cool. Here's one called... This is by Sweet Kitty Cat 5. This one's called Sweet Kitty Cat on the Run. So they wrote a poem about themselves. Okay, and the picture is of a red Maserati in a completely white Word document. They've photoshopped the car out of the world and into the document.
Dude, I'm on another... Just real quick, I just clicked on another one. It's called Licking Your Sweet Pussy. And this one... This one is a picture of John Hamm looking at the camera going down on someone. I don't see anywhere in the poem anything related to John Hamm.
Oh my God.
Wait. I found a bar that I think is Nate. Sounds like you wrote this. Okay. This is the first line. This one's called The Back Door. Okay. The back door. The bed or the floor. Where should I suck? Better close the door. I think we might fuck.
This might be a Patreon episode. This,
yeah. Nerp.
Listen to this. Sweet Kitty Cat on the Run, the Maserati. They've sexualized a Maserati. Maserati, baby, rev up my kinky abilities. Fine tune me under your hands. Test all my silken amenities.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
The Nutbuster might be one of us.
Who do y'all see on this track? Let me know. Let us know in the fucking comments. On all these,
out of the three of us, who's the most likely to become someone like the Nutbuster? You mean?
No, I'm saying like what rapper would you want putting it down?
I see.
What I'm saying? Who would you see on this fucking on this verse?
Hobson, it's no question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know who Hobson is?
No.
That's going to be for 2% of the listeners, and they're going to laugh when they hear that, but. Everybody else, my bad.
I can see NBA Youngboy getting up on this shit.
From Nutbuster? I can't.
I don't know if we can move on from.
I know. Nutbuster DC might have sort of hijacked the show here.
Oh, my God, dude.
Nutbuster joined 2,152 days ago and last visited today.
Listen, this guy's dedicated.
This is a poem that I think Eric would write, and it's called My Sexy Maid from Another Planet, parts 1-3.
Mm. Yeah.
let me see the picture on this one. All right, let me get into this one. Oh, this is like a prose thing. You want to hear the first paragraph?
Yeah.
All right. It was a usual hot, sweaty dawn, typical of East Africa. Even the early morning breeze hinted in the early morning stillness, promising another sweltering day ahead of us. I sat at breakfast in the veranda in my shorts and white shirt, ready for another day's work. As I gazed with utter loathing across the breakfast table at my wife, Lydia, I could feel my hate for her welling up in my throat and spoiling my appetite. Yes. I must admit she was beautiful, and today she seemed particularly so. She had told me just that today she was going to Mombasa for a few days shopping with Mandy and Dick, some of close friends of ours. I could not care less. I was delighted to be free here for a couple of days. That's the first paragraph, so...
All right, listen, it's clear that he has something to express. But for a modern reader, I think maybe in the old days people would be invested. But for a modern reader, he needs a hook. You know what I mean?
Right. That first paragraph. That was weak.
The reader.
You know what? It's not going to be all hits and sexual images of different celebrities going down on chicks. But that's what this should be. If he's listening right now, like that's what we want more of. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have any like feedback. We don't want whatever the fuck that was. That was fucking, dude, delete that shit. All right? Give us fucking a picture of Russell Brand going down on a chick, oil painting, and then the poem have nothing to do with it, but it's hella sexual. That's what we want from you.
I'm beginning to feel like a poem, God.
I just have to shout out some respect to Nutbuster for keeping it going after all these years. Putting out all this self-expression.
Respect to Nutbuster. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, I basically feel lightheaded and my eyes are crying a little bit from, I feel like that was a trip going on that website.
Yeah, we might need to
let's
shift. Yeah.
Let's get serious. So the modern day poets, the Twitch streamers, the musicians, Charlie XCX, people who are using things beyond words to do poetry, beatboxers, buildings can be forms of expression. Because what is poetry other than a rudimentized form of expression? Now we can go beyond words because people...
Poetry through buildings?
I think I just saw a car accident.
Poetry through I think gaming can be poetry in a way, you know. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds fucking crazy, but
if you hit that win on Overwatch with the right squad,
right
tell me that isn't a bit of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Poetic justice.
If you're using ERISA to put out that little bubble shield and shooting the fuck out of everyone else that's trying to come in
right
to your side of the map, whatever, tell me that isn't a little bit of
serious poetry. This role in government. There is a government position for poets called the Poet Laureate. You heard of this?
Yes.
It's basically the top poet in the nation gets to have this position. But I think that they should have, you know, the gaming laureate, the whatever. Why is it just this art form that gets to have a government, the
Smith Machine laureate?
It's closed minds, right? Right. The incline treadmill walking laureate.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The mechanical tooth, longest time to not switch out a mechanical toothbrush laureate. So
how long are you supposed to keep that brush on there? You know what I'm talking about?
Forever.
It's a month?
I believe it's a month, dude.
You're supposed to keep it on until it crusts to the electrical part and you can't even get it off. And it's all
you keep it on until
there.
The bristles come off. If you still have 10 or 12 bristles, then it's still a fucking toothbrush. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you get a You know what I've been using at work a little bit are these things called wisps.
What's that?
Wisps are underrated.
Is that these things?
Yeah, it's the toothbrushes that you can throw out. Little tiny ass. Yeah.
Wait, do you remember the like finger, the things that you like, it's not even a toothbrush, it's like a glove for your finger, and you just rub up on your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
The wisp wins, in my opinion.
Because it's a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what is a thing I'd like to see? You know, there's just nothing more embarrassing than rhyming on accident.
Yeah, I know that.
I wouldn't say that's embarrassing, but
if you're in the heat of an argument in front of your kids in public and you accidentally rhyme very well, that's not gonna you lose what we call aura. That is an aura loss.
Get the fuck out of my house, you mouse. Like something like that, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. pretty
yeah, that's it.
Okay, that was I guess it feels less insulting.
I want a divorce, of course, you know, something like that. I want a divorce. The way you've been behaving has ruined everything, of course, you know what I'm saying? And at that point the kids are gonna go with the non-rhyming one in terms of custody.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, but you know what's funny is the people in court, when people are singing in court. Have you seen
that? I don't feel like she's mine enough. Like that.
Please just talk about the murder that you saw and witnessed.
I thought about killing you. Remember that Kanye song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That gave talk about chills, okay?
Dude,
and RIP to Quincy Jones, who said
QJ.
He didn't put I feel like there was a bunch of news cycle shit going on. We didn't get to give respect to one of the greatest producers, artists. He was a multi-hyphenate through and through. That man died, and we need to have I just didn't see anything about it. It took me a while to find that he was dead. That shouldn't be the case. This is a American icon, legend. He's lived 15,000 lives. He played in the big band with Frank Sinatra in the fucking 30s and 40s. He went all the way.
The 30s.
Pivoted. What? Yeah. He was with Sinatra. What time did he?
He was born in the 30s.
I bet he was born in the 30s. Yeah.
All right. Whatever. It was like 50s, the 40s, 50s. Okay. Yeah. And then pivoted to fucking Thriller, Michael Jackson. Then he did the soundtrack for The Color Purple and all these movies, and he's written a book. He's a genius, okay? And this guy died, and we need to show some respect to this man. But he said, I wouldn't make a song unless I got chills. That was his like litmus test. He's you gotta have chills.
That's how I feel about short films.
That's how I feel. You're about not getting chills
the whole time.
Oh, that's how I feel about mocktails.
Mixed drinks.
I don't let people try one of my mocktails without it giving me a tingle down my spine when I sip it. When I get the freeze dried Skittles, blend them up.
My spine when I sip it.
I just, I mean, why do you think the government was trying to hide Quincy Jones's passing? Because it would cause a revolt?
That's a good point. I think so.
Are they waiting to release the news of his passing? That's for a convenient moment?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't want us to know that someone can be that creative. They want to put us in a box. And he was such a shining example of creativity. And what happens when people are creative?
Under a fascist government.
They start building bridges between different sorts of ideologies. They unify.
They start noticing patterns in the street directions in Washington, D.C.
Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for living, make a better place for you and for me. That's a song that he produced.
How about this one?
I literally thought you just made that up right now.
Heal the world.
That's how you know lyrics are organic, because they sound human coming out of a human being's mouth. Similar to this one. Hey, mega, low mania, you're no Jesus. No, you know who that's by?
No.
Incubus.
Nutbuster.
Oh, by Nutbuster DC?
No, dude. I'm sure Nutbuster did ghostwrite for Incubus, but...
I would like it to get a Nutbuster sort of R&B style track from somebody.
You know what? When I was working in the indie rap video industry in the Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland area, I edited a 3D YouTube video that was an X-rated rap video, and people were like getting like eaten out on the couch.
Oh my god.
And it was like in the boom when people thought that 3D was going to come to like YouTube.
Yeah.
So I was like editing with these little like red and blue paper goggles, and like the footage was all funny looking.
That's creative, yeah. Man.
There are so many rap videos that I have edited that never saw the light of day.
Bring them out. Put out the fucking Blu-ray. When I put out
the vaulted Orson Welles catalog of Jack Benson and rap videos.
And were you directing this?
No, I was not on set.
You were just. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why hasn't there been a rap video that's really set in ancient times? And I'm sure there has been some version of it, but I mean like a really good one.
In ancient times. How ancient? Ancient what? Ancient New York? Because there's a lot of those from the 90s.
No, like Roman times, like Greek style.
One time I edited a video that was set in the Avengers universe. That was the most busted video of all time, and I think I didn't get paid for that.
So really? Tell us who the rapper was. What was the music video about?
I can't fucking remember. That was like my first Craigslist gig I found when I moved to Brooklyn, and it was like a brightly lit rented office space, and it was like all this choreography people were doing as different Avengers, and then like Thanos had a verse.
No, no. I don't remember this at all. Did you tell us about this, or did you keep it quiet?
I mean, I wouldn't keep it a secret, huh? It's on one of these fucking hard drives near me.
Dude, bring Thanos back now. Bring his ass back. Yeah, in this universe, yeah, he is. But wow. Just wait till you crack into another one. What do you want to know about his glove, man?
Well, I know that when you gather certain gems onto the knuckles, that it does something that makes Hiroshima and Nagasaki look like a fucking walk in Central Park West. Okay, so don't fuck with me if you see me wearing the glove, bitch.
I don't think children should be using that as a toy. That's what makes me sick, is that that was a toy for children being sold by corporations.
Right.
Oh, you want to give a child a weapon of mass destruction and make a joke out of that? No, thanks.
Well, they're doing it on purpose. They're creating children. They're making them violent and able to use these types of weapons of mass destruction when they're older. Okay? They're normalizing these.
I'm making a line of children's toys that is showing children how to, like, I could make like a children's straitjacket, and you got to put it on and pretend you're a political prisoner. And you got to reason your way out. Your friends pretend to be guards, and you explain to them your political differences. This is how it could be ran in Myanmar. Trust me. Then get out of the straitjacket. Things that make you the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need more realness in children's toys. Like the Guantanamo Bay Lego set, and you can kind of waterboard your, you know, they can, you, we show them what the world is actually like versus picture perfect, you know, version that we show these children, you know.
How about a remix? We put out Funtanamo Bay. You could get jelly bean boarded. Jelly bean your friends, support your friends.
Wow.
Okay, so it's a positive Guantanamo where you bring your best friends, you let them kidnap you, you mail them 2 tickets to Turks and Caicos, and then, yeah, I guess you go there. I'm tired of revealing all these good ideas on the public radio.
How about a child's version of the Martin Luther's 95 Theses? And they can nail it to a little door.
Oh, that's good.
Remember that?
Yeah. Of course.
Shout out Martin Luther.
Should we name all 95 of those?
Do we have a minute?
Kindness. I'll be down. Do your chores.
Those aren't the theses.
What is they? I don't want to. I know them.
I don't think we have time to get into it. It's a very complex thesis, style of thesis.
Thesetic list.
Do we need to get another couple nut busters in?
I think we actually do. It's just.
I'm disturbed by them.
I was on the one that you were on, Eric, and it was... It's now licking time. I smile as you cheer. Sublime oral sex. I say, get over here. I undress you and open my legs. You kiss and adore me. You whine and I beg, kneeling on my knees. I kiss your sweet silt. I think he meant to say... Anyways, I kiss and lick your pussy lips. You giggle as I grunt.
Damn. Wait.
You buff your curvy hips.
I need foreplay now. I can't jump right in here out of nowhere. That's fucked up.
I'm going to hit you with something that was published by Nutbuster DC on the 29th of September, 2020. It's called Here I Lay on My Back. Okay, here I lay on my back, infected with COVID-19. Heard it was not real. Took that to be true because the president said so. Now on a ventilator just to breathe and may die like others who fell for the lie that came from the White House in D.C. Presently, there are over 205,000 people who are now deceased due to lack of information and responses from our leaders. That's not really a poem. That is just, I think, what happened to Nutbuster in 2020.
Yeah, that...
Yep.
This one's called She Moans. And it's John Hamm again going down. Have you guys seen these pictures? Any of them? Have you clicked on
them? Yeah, the pictures are crazy. The pictures are amazing.
She sits on my lap. Her hands are on my face. Our eyes are locked. My hands are on her waist. We kiss. I lose all sense of time. I whisper how I want her hands on all of me. She giggles. I pull my shirt over my head. Her hands are now on my shoulders. I kiss her sexy neck, sucking her skin. She moans, biting her lip. I break away, and she's flushed. She says she's shy about her body. I tell her I'm already turned on. She squirms in my lap, feeling my stiff shaft. I pull her blouse off, kissing her again.
All right. Enough of nut busters.
Yeah. Oh, this one's long.
Damn, I want to see. I want to get some non-erotic. I mean, style poems. But
do you
want to
just hear some Facebook statuses
from Nutbuster?
No, just I'm on Facebook.
All right.
Yeah. Sure. Let's get one, man.
All right. I want to make sure it's not somebody who will be hearing this. This is harder than I thought it would be. We've had the pleasure of celebrating the incredible weddings of two wonderful couples this month so far. Nice.
Interesting.
Waiting for more cardio crap. My pacemaker seems all out of sorts, moves around and stabs me like a dagger at the entry sites. Jesus Christ.
People are grasping for connection in this world. That is what I'm getting from what Nutbuster is sharing, from what your friends are sharing on Facebook. What I'm realizing is community has left us, and we are screaming out into the internet-style void for some type of connection. And I don't know how to solve for this. You know, we're blessed. All three of us are blessed with amazing connections and friends, family that would never betray us. But there are millions, maybe billions of people out there that have nobody and nothing.
So well, here's what I will say is just off of that is that you didn't see, poems like these being made when the church, when it was centered around, when people were focused on their families and God.
Right.
So we have lost touch with the spiritual nature of humanity, and we are casting ourselves into these types of, really can't finish the sentence, but you guys know exactly where I'm going, right? You guys know
exactly what you mean. No, right? We were all rebellious young men in our teens and 20s. We thought free speech is the best. Free speech is awesome. Church and state should be separated. La, 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 whatever. Mm. Look where it's fucking got us. Look what it's allowing
the church and the state should be one.
One
thing. The Vatican. The
unit.
New Vatican.
Bring it in now. Now.
What's funny is because you can separate. God, there's. Yeah, yeah. This is harder to talk about than I thought. You can separate church from state. Do you also? But what do you? You know what I'm saying?
But you can't separate God from humanity.
Okay, that's right.
No, God always has his fingers up in the mix.
You cannot separate. You can separate church from state in terms of physical space, but you cannot separate anything from anything in this universe when they are magnetically connected through the spiritual highways called psilocybin, called music, called
food,
J-Lo song, right? Food.
Restaurant. Here's my president. This is how it should be. President should be God. Vice President, Jesus. Congress should be half angels and half demons. The cabinet should be the archangel of Michael and Gabriel. Gabriel takes the transportation. Archangel Michael takes the Secretary of Defense. Could you imagine a world ran
where's
by these spiritual beings with unlimited...
Where's
Beelzebub? His ass is... What's his name?
He's up in the Southern Poverty Law Center telling you who's who.
How do you say it? I always say it, Beelzebub, but I know he doesn't fucking like that.
Beelzebub is just the devil, right? Isn't it just another kind of...
That's just a Spanish.
And where's the devil? You notice he wasn't involved in my cabinet.
Well,
interesting.
Prince of because Demons, he's been defeated Beelzebub.
In this.
Well, you got to put him defeated. In the Department of Defense. You got to make Beelzebub. Him the, Mike Pompeo.
Bro, it's Beelzebub.
Get I'm right. Beelzebub so fucking lit.
Is the is like the fucking the Palantir guy. Who's that guy? The Peter Thiel.
Oh, you think Peter Thiel is Beelzebub?
Yep. In this scenario, yes.
Careful
I do.
What you say, dude. Careful what you say.
I don't give a fuck about these corporations, man. You think I'm scared? I'm the first person to stand up to them, and I don't care if they kill me for my views.
I'll kill you.
Do you think Thiel is checking in on us because we have such a fucking finger on the pulse of youth culture?
I got a finger on the trigger.
I'll say this. I wouldn't be surprised.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah, hey, man.
Here's my address. Man. 1, 2, 3. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Go fuck yourself. Bleep.
Yeah.
Show up. I dare you.
Peter Thiel, if you're listening, I know your secrets. I've been Peter studying Thiel. Your secrets.
Stay away, dude. By the way, we made a movie called Rap World that's available on YouTube.
On YouTube. Independent film. Some people might call it a video, but we call it film. It's an artistic expression.
It's a satire of Jerkovs, by the way.
Chekhov's gun.
Yeah.
Right, it does have a Chekhov's gun in it.
Oh, yeah, it does, by the way, and that thing goes off. Spoiler alert. If you don't know what Chekhov's gun means.
Go back to liberal arts college now.
I can say that everything I will probably make from here on, somebody's going to die and get shot in it. Just know that. So there's no spoilers right now. This is just a...
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about something I make in the future and you talk about somebody dying, that's not a spoiler. Like, you knew that shit was coming. Somebody's going to die violently.
Can I shout out a sketch comedy bit?
Please. But name the group and credit the writers. Credit the writers.
The writer is Tim Lamphere. The actors are people I can't remember. This is in Chicago at the Holy Fuck Comedy Hour in The Annoyance. That's a very secretive bit of information. It's basically, what was that? MK Ultra of comedy. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So Tim did a bit one time that was like an interrogation with a cop interrogating a dude. And the first thing he does is shoot them in the head and kill them, and then he starts the interrogation. That is hella original, classic.
You can heighten the fuck out of that. Wow.
Yeah, a bunch of DePaul kids sitting in on the free comedy show at midnight going fucking nuts for that one.
Wow.
That's what we call a fire premise.
Should we bring not a lot live of sketch comedy back on a nightly basis to Los Angeles and New York?
Every night coming up with nightly.
You want to do nightly satirical sketches? Frankly, I do think we should do a political nightly sketch comedy show. Because if you just go to politico.com right now and look at the headlines, I'm like,
my brain fucking nightmare. What's
overflowing.
Right. And people,
we know what is coming.
Process.
Federal bureaucrats wrestle with fight or flight response to Trump election. So literally,
sheesh.
I don't know what that means, but there's sketches. Yeah.
Don't you guys think it would be fun, legit fun, to write some skits? I feel like we haven't written sketches, like sketch comedy sketches, in a long time. And I think I was really like done with that in Chicago. And I was like, man, I've done this too much. There's no more original. You can't. Now I'm kind of feeling like, you know what? It would be kind of fun.
Careful.
To write some to do. I'm saying, like, if there was a Chappelle show or something like that, the modern day Chappelle show,
that shit,
you're
was
telling
fun.
Me that wouldn't be fun as fuck to write. Listen, some skits for that shit.
It was fun in our 20s,
right?
But now I feel like with the state of the world and with the state of politics, I don't think I would go to heaven unless I use every fiber of my fucking being to organize and rebuild societies and structures outside of the current system so that we can maintain populist agenda and radically control our lives for the better and our children's lives in the future. And if I want to sit here and write a fucking sketch comedy about Barney the dinosaur with a 16-inch thing and a fucking whatever, then I'll go to hell.
Okay? If you guys don't think that I'm organizing alternative structures to what the current grid is right now, you know, the way things work, current networks of power, you're out of your fucking minds. I've been organizing structures day and fucking night.
Eric, I just want to see any of this shit materialize. Just one thing. Because you just are fucking in the lab constantly, and I haven't seen one fucking thing materialize. You're just sketching, you're journaling, you're coming up with all these ideas.
And by the way, Eric.
Yeah, what? Say it.
Well, I was saying this to Nate before the podcast, but at a certain point, dude, we need you to come back from Los Angeles and help out with your family. We need you to move back to Seattle and fucking help out, because it's not paying dividends, bro. And it's a fuck. At this point, you're starting to get a little older.
I need to be here for my career right now. I've been waiting for this moment. I need, this is my time to grind. Listen to me now. This is my time. My Jesus year's coming up next year. That's when I'm going to make my most important piece of art of all time. This is where I'm meant to be. God put me here. And if you try to take me away from this wonderful city with a rich
history. Am I in my Jesus year right now?
Yeah, you are. What are you making? How are you capitalizing on that?
I'm making a short film, dude. I'm making a fucking short film.
Wow. Wow.
But that's not all.
Jesus couldn't even fathom that.
You keep saying
that. You're doing something Jesus couldn't have even done. Isn't that crazy?
That's what...
The Son of God couldn't make a short film.
But if you sent a fucking flip camera, remember those flip cameras? Mm-hmm. Back to Jesus' era.
You drop one of them in the hot tub time machine.
Oh,
yeah. At that, what do you think? Yeah. Yeah.
Why do these things always happen like these?
All right. I love you. I like you. You send a fucking Canon Mark II, drop that in a time machine along with fucking Robert Pattinson.
Mm-hmm. Which historical figure do you think would really fuck it up in the film and TV industry?
Oh, right now?
Oh, Michelangelo di Caravaggio, if I even have to take, or Lorenzo de Medici. There's so many people come to mind. Probably Lorenzo de Medici.
One of them Italians, one of them artistic Italians from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we're done. Time has come.
Right.
Step into. Oh, we're not done. We're not done, man. Nate looking higher than ever, looking straight up. That is fucking funny. Good God. So what gave everybody joy? I'll just tell it like it is. Damn. I guess this candle.
Tell us about
What's
it.
What's the smell?
The weather's starting to cool off, and so I went and got the pine scent. And that is a life hack. That is a... What's the molecule, the joy molecule? Dopamine?
Serotonin.
This is a serotonin hack. Go get yourself a pine candle.
Do it now.
That's it for me.
Hell yeah. I guess I'll go next. I got some new shorts. All right. I'm wearing them right now. These are Asics. There's the 5-incher, you know, you can't barely see them. Mm-hmm. Anyways, got 3 pairs of shorts, and can I just say that when you go into the gym with a fresh piece of workout clothes, that you can't help but hit some PRs.
That's great.
If you're plateauing in the gym, get some new socks. Get a new pair of shoes, all right? Because I think that's the only thing stopping you from putting the extra plate on the bench press. Sometimes you might just need a new outfit, and it's not your body and genetics, okay? Because I'll tell you what, when I'm looking in the mirror with these 5 inches, and I can see them thighs. It's just, yeah.
What color are they?
Well, I got a blue pair, a kind of tan pair, and I forget the other color, but one other pair.
I can't wait to start cooking in the gym with you, Nate.
Good
Just
God.
Wait till I start cooking in there with you.
I need you to train me, dude. I need some help. I was saying this on the last episode. I need help badly. I think I'm going to fuck up something.
Just wait for me, man. Wait for me, please. Okay, my joy. Last night, I got to go see LCD Sound System. Tim Key took me. And Aaron Chen was there. Amazing. That's an amazing little group to go see some amazing music with. And they played, the vibe was crazy. People love that shit. I love it too. And they came out and did the encore. They did Someone Great. You guys know that song.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing song. So give it up for live music once again. Before we go, we got Nutbuster closing us out with a poem called My Sweet Sexy Lady. Okay. My Sweet Sexy Lady, with your smoky colored eyes, the tastiest honey-flavored lips, breasts that are capped by wild cherries, and you have some frolics, some hips. You drive this man crazy when your sexy legs wrap around. Your honey pot is like a vacuum. It's the best I've ever found. For me, you are the most perfect woman with your sweet, luscious ass. It's a pure treasure for loving that no other can surpass. He's good. He's really good. You are the sexiest lady I have known. A simple touch makes love burn with a fire. You give everything that's needed, and you fulfill my every desire. Sheesh.
And the picture is Dylan and Cole Sprouse going down on a chick at the same.
All right, guys.
I'm in the reflection. Can y'all see me?
Get out of there, man. Jesus. Get out of, that's you in another dimension. You realize that. And you're trapping him in there. Shout out Nutbuster.
Shout out Nutbuster. Shout out Kamala. We're going to get him next time. And
yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.